let me hear it.
Money.
Money Talks.
Your trusted resource for your money.
Your future.
Your life.
Kick it.
We're back. You're listening to Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life. I'm Troy Harmon. I'm here with Jesse Thomas.
Hi.
And DJ Barker and Kelly Lynn Scalise. Yep. We've been talking about a few things, economics and the stock market.
You've given some really good information today.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. I feel like I try.
But I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm learning stuff today.
So. Oh, cool. Well, that is a
participation award for all the other weeks. But good job today.
I get the gold star today. No doubt. Well, thank you, DJ.
You're welcome. I'm here to help.
Yeah, of course. Speaking of help, you know, I called you out a little bit.
I heard there was,
on the shrinkage. Yeah.
Man, that's crazy.
You know what I think part of it is? Maybe I watch too much social media, but it seems like some of these retailers just accept, you know, somebody comes in with a big sack, fills it up, and walks out the door, and they just watch him walk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It makes you wonder if maybe their lack of reaction is part of the reason that now it's starting to hit earnings reports.
Right. Yeah, they have a lack of reaction. Policies say they can't chase, and meaning the employees are not supposed to intervene. They don't want to deal with it. Just let law enforcement, if they're not there quick enough.
Yeah.
You know, security guards are... they're not, they have their limitations, and you got, you know, the policy that hinders their own employees, and then you have a law enforcement and a judicial system that doesn't like to charge the people because it's not as easy as, you know.
Let me tell you something.
So there is an overarching issue with.
Well, related to this story, I even saw cases where municipalities have actually sued the companies because they are not reacting well enough to the shrinkage, to the point where it's driving crime rates higher. So they're saying that your lack of enforcement in your store is making us look bad.
Right.
And they're suing the company.
The companies.
Just bizarre.
And it's funny. Yeah, I hear you. You put the perfume behind a locked cabinet. Because then what they're going to do is going to get a bigger screwdriver and break the cabinet to get the stuff anyway. Like, there's an issue with society and respect for each other and kindness. And there's a whole bigger issue. So, sure, lock it up. Cars are locked and they get stolen.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
in the meantime, as investors, it makes us think twice before we buy retail.
Absolutely.
But, you know, there's some great retailers out there. I know we recommend, you know, Walmart and various others. Plus, you got the retailers that are doing crazy social experiments at the moment, too. So, it's a crazy world. DJ, I think you're right. Society has gone mad.
It's a crazy time.
That's the reason that police officers become financial planners, right?
There you go. There you go.
Kelly Lynn.
Yes.
Absolutely. We got sidetracked, but let's get on.
We did, but it was, again, I'm learning things.
There you go. Yeah, it's bizarre. I just couldn't believe that we're talking about this related to investing, but here we are.
Yeah. All right. I'm taking Jesse to task on this one.
Here we go.
I apologize, Jesse. You got a lot of details in this case study.
Okay.
And I'll try and breeze through them. We've got Amelia, married, but okay. So she was put on the mortgage of her mother's home many, many years ago. Fast forward 15 some odd years, her mom paid off the house, and of course, real estate has grown, you know, crazy in value.
Mm-hmm.
Her mom died, and now she owns this home.
Okay.
She was a joint owner of the home. So she was going to get the home regardless. Like, it was kind of either, you know, through the will or, you know, through this. She's got her cousin renting the home. However, the cousin's family wants to buy the home. So they're looking at, like, okay, if they get a mortgage and they pay, you know, Amelia, she's going to have this huge gain.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, could they do an installment sale? Somebody kind of gave them that idea, and it's now they're kind of looking into it. Like, it could possibly push off her gain.
Sure.
It could help, you know, the cousin, like, start getting some equity, and then by the time she actually does get a mortgage, it would be less.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm seeing a win-win, but talk to a tax person.
Yeah. So first, before we get into the issue of installment against an outright sale, I do want to talk about the joint ownership and with right of survivorship.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the way this was structured and that she was on the mortgage for so many years, it probably made sense at the time. There was probably a reason that they did it. But what we see happen a lot, on our side at least, is if somebody doesn't talk to their financial advisor or their tax advisor first, you know, their parents mm-hmm. getting up there in age, needs help with the bills, they need to be able to log in and help them. And so they will add themselves to the mortgage,
mm-hmm.
not thinking that that's going to cause an issue.
Well, yeah. I mean, if they did right. it like years ago, mm-hmm. it's like now down the road, it's like, oh.
Yep. So what happens is because you own the house jointly, you don't get the full step up in basis.
Okay.
So if she had never been on the mortgage to begin with or on the deed, as mm-hmm. is this case, she may not have had that huge gain that you're talking about.
Oh, yeah,
because
absolutely.
The basis step up would have
oh,
been
yeah.
larger.
And I'm sure they didn't think about it back in the day because exactly. they probably thought she would move into the home, mm-hmm. you know? Yep. Like, I mean,
yeah, and there are definitely reasons to do it. I mm-hmm. just like to point that out before you add somebody to a property title. Talk to your financial advisor, talk to your CPA, make sure that you don't have unintended consequences mm-hmm. with that. But around the installment sale issue. So an installment sale is
yeah,
simply,
what is that? Like, let's explain the details of that.
Mm-hmm. So it's a sale over time where you're paid in installments. And with the installments, at least one of them must take place in a tax year later than the first one.
It's basically owner financing, right?
Yes. But unlike traditional owner financing, you can pick up the gain over time.
Okay.
So where we see most owner financing is for personal property. An installment sale can not be used for personal property. So if you want to sell your house on an installment, that would be owner financing. You can't get those preferential tax treatments like you could for a rental property or a commercial property.
So mm-hmm. basically something you don't personally occupy.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
with Amelia not being in the house,
this would work for
this
her.
Would
yes,
work.
This would work for
okay.
her because it was a rental home. What I caution people against, which also may not be an issue for her because her cousin is the one who is trying to buy it, is
yeah.
an installment sale is great as long as the payments are made. Mm-hmm. If somebody stops making payments, then you have to go through the legal process of repossessing the house essentially yeah. from them.
I'm going to assume
that,
this
income.
Family is, you know, well, already yeah, I mean, up and up. But
it would be probably absolute most uncomfortable having
yes.
to
oh, yeah.
evict to your
evict
own
your family.
Hmm. Yeah. I think Thanksgiving's going to be tough.
Yeah.
mm-hmm.
yeah.
But it does allow you to spread that gain out over time. So your gain is, you know, apportioned based on how much you receive for the year.
That's beneficial. That's a huge mm-hmm. benefit.
And the only other caveat is that you do have to pick up the interest that is earned mm-hmm, as right. income. But the same thing would be said for seller financing. So what I would recommend is that, you know, she talks to her tax advisor. They can kind of lay out both scenarios and mm-hmm. show her what the savings would be. Because I know that you mentioned the gain was large, about $300,000.
Yeah.
It may not be that big, though, is if she's had to do things over time. So if there was a bad storm and she had to replace the roof and came out of pocket and insurance didn't cover it, all of that adds to your basis.
Okay.
So making sure that you understand if the installment is the better route is kind of what I recommend, mm-hmm. mostly
well,
because of the
is,
uncertainty.
Yeah. The other thing is, at that point, when you sell it, the gain is actually locked in because you've made the determination as mm-hmm. to the value at the beginning of the deal, right?
Yes.
So over the next 20 years, as they pay off the mortgage, the gain would actually accrue to the benefit of the buyer.
Yes. So it does give the buyer more flexibility there as well.
Yeah, and the interest rate, however that's decided within the terms of the agreement, is that as
it's
well.
It's locked in.
It's locked
well.
In. So like we see today, a year or two ago, 3.5% interest rate would have been great. Mm-hmm. Well, guess what? You can't increase that to 7% because that's where the current market rate
right.
is. Like it's a true contract.
Yes.
It's an agreement, a legal document
and
binding both parties.
There's like rules on like what kind of interest rate she has to charge.
Mm-hmm. So okay. it would need to be fair market value. to be considered valid.
Can't give them,
can't give them a family favorable discount.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know? Exactly.
A 2% rate is well below the market rate of a mortgage right
now. DJ, would you guys look at this also just to see like what the cash flow would be for Amelia and her family?
Well, I think it's definitely important to look at both sides.
Yeah.
You know, just like the rights of survivorship conversation. You know, we have these conversations with our clients a lot. Oh, I want to add my daughter to this account. Put the brakes on. Let's talk about what's the ultimate goal for that account. What's the long-term, you know, responsibility of the account? What's going to happen if you pass away? Because if you add that right to survivorship, that's theirs as well.
Yeah.
Right? The account, a checking account, an investment account, you know, something like this. You know, there are pros, but there's also unintended consequences potentially that you're not thinking through just to make it easy, you know. So we do like to have these conversations. I think, you know, we always talk about, you know, we would love to have a lot more conversation and get into the weeds. Even if we can't do something, it could be a tax issue, but we want to at least sit on the side of the table with you and let's determine next best steps.
Yeah.
And there are, you know, alternatives to, you know, this and everything else everyone does. So yes, absolutely. Financial planning piece of it. You know, that's a great question and one we'd want to bring to the table.
Yeah. All right.
Well, there you go.
All right.
Amelia is all set to go. She knows everything she needs to.
So somebody actually gave her good advice.
Yeah,
yep.
Sounds like it. Yeah. You know, I think just managing the tax over time is always going to be a lot easier than trying to come up with a lump sum that you got to give the IRS.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't even imagine.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, you know, it's as Jesse said, you're still best to sit and do the math before you start. I think one of the things that we might have missed in that conversation, what if somebody does decide they want to refinance and they're going to get financing outside? You need to make sure that you're using a reasonable amortization table so that the individuals can know what the payoff is at some point in the future, because that payoff amount can cloud the waters on the next step if you didn't have something laid out very specifically.
Yeah.
It can get weird.
Yeah.
And again, you know, and be careful when you're dealing with family.
I was going to say, with dealing with family, we see the pros and cons to that as well, because, you know, there's that dynamic there that, you know, Thanksgiving, it comes every year, and you're going to have a problem because
whatever you do, don't screw up Thanksgiving.
We see it. We see these. We have clients with these. And the thing is it's a contract.
Yep.
This is what we're doing.
Oh, this is business.
And this is business. Yeah. There's a difference. Yep. And it's hard to sometimes realize and have that different mindset, but it's so important. This is a business transaction.
Yeah.
So we're going to have a legal document. We're going to get people involved. We're going to do what we need to do, and we're going to move forward.
So Amelia needs a planner, a CPA, a lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She needs the whole suite.
Yeah. Definitely a contract.
This is not a way to do it. This is a cheap way to do something.
Yeah.
Right. That's not what this should be viewed.
No.
There's a cost with going with a mortgage company.
Mm-hmm.
There's a cost associated with this.
Yeah.
And you have to do both of those are going to cost you additional to the payments that whatever that agreed upon, monthly mortgage payment or down payment, there's an additional cost to get it set up.
Yeah,
and it's important.
Most people love their family. Unfortunately, they love money more.
Yeah.
And that's where it comes unwound.
Well, I mean, we don't have a whole lot of details of Amelia's situation, but or even the cousin's situation. So, you know, it's a lot of details
No doubt.
You know, if you were in this situation, give someone a call.
No doubt.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to hit our question mailbag and maybe get through some of those. I know we've had a couple on there for a couple weeks now. So you're listening to Money Talks, your trusted resource for your money, your future, your life.
This has been a production of Hensler Money Talks. All material presented is from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decision and is not intended to replace the advice of qualified professionals, such as tax consultants, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in the Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.